Doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados, checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Yes, Record Club is awesome. And that's also something I love about CJSF, is the advertisements we can do are just like, hey, come hang out with us. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So you can be listeners and you can just come by. You don't even have to go to SFU to come check out Record Club. It's awesome. But yeah, we were just listening to The Grass Glow. The Grass Glow. Oh my gosh. Let's do this. The Grass Grows, Luca Grows by Luca Kaplowski. And that song just makes me so giddy that I can't even talk, as you can hear. It's just, I love the silly flute throughout it, and it just, like, feels like you're in the woods the way, and there's not even any, like, specific nature sounds, but they're kind of making the flute sound like birds, and I just find that just so sweet and pleasing to listen to. And I love these three lines together: the poetry of deer, the forest speech, moon composing elegies on dust. I just love how it just makes things so simple, and kind of, it talks about things that we would see normally, you know, like the forest, and they just bring it to life in such a sweet way. And kind of just on the theme of feeling intense in the spring, I like the line, the grass grows, Luca grows, that's the title as well. And it's just, you know, we are going through this constant change always, whether we like it or not, just like the grass. And I think that this constant change we go through, you know, when we're hibernating and resting in the winter, I think everything kind of gets put to the test once the sun comes out and you're just totally exposed. But I think, yeah, I love that sweet little song. And before that, we had Honey by Ora Kogan, which I thought was just some sweet, ethereal, driving music and very calm, very zen for our very zen springtime. But yeah, so now, as we've talked about before, it's time for the Gnome News. So, this week, Gnomella put a new braid in her beard. It was so beautiful that she called all of her friends to describe it to them. She called the birds from the sky, screamed into their beaks, and sent them off to the recipients of her ecstatic message. On this day, the sky came to life, filled with the most lavishly colored birds, flowing feathers of turquoise, red, and yellow, scattered across the sky. Everyone came out to watch the glorious display and speculate on what message could possibly be being sent. When they discovered that it was about Gnomella's braid, they all paraded to her stump to see. That's the Gnome News this week. Now it's time to carry on with our tunes. Next up, we have Phoenix Rising by Dominique Feels Aimé. We've got the line, fire rain down on me, which I kind of like to use for our purpose today as, like, you know, we're going out in the sun, and we're, like, ready to burn and, like, purge everything we don't need anymore, and just, it's very powerful. I like this kind of, like, call of fire rain down on me, you know, like, I'm ready to, you know, be reborn. I think that's epic spring vibes. Rebirth, of course. You know, the flowers come back to life, the trees come back to life, the phoenix comes back to life, and so do we. So let's just get that song ready to go. Phoenix Rising.
Rain. my hair is turning gray. As I stare into the mirror backstage and say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Showtime. An alienation and motivation are at an all-time high and low, respectively. And it wouldn't seem that I followed my dreams as pale as gold, right off a cliff, as I shone and shone and shone. I blame the sect, no, 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 deaf and dumb and blind, deaf and dumb and drunk and blind and deaf and dumb.
Thank you. Just one more thing before your interview. Can I have your address, please?
I live on Main Street.
I need your exact address.
I live on Main Street.
Oh.
No job, no home. And no home, no job. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Hello, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Gnome City. I'm your host, Katie, for this lovely Listener Appreciation Week. And we were just listening to the song Another Lifetime Floats Away by Wendy Eisenberg. Just such a lovely song, and I like just this idea. She has this half-lost memory that she can't quite see from where she sits, so she just starts driving, and I like that. The combination between what you have going on in your mind and where you are physically. I think that's really fascinating. And then before that, we had Hounds Are Out by Gus Engelhorn. And in the theme of today's show with, you know, the sun being out and feeling kind of like exposed and like life is more intense because there's more to do now. I like this line he has about like the hounds all running out in the sun and he is one of them and they're all kind of gross. And I think there's something really real about how when you feel something, you can kind of make you see yourself as this like gross and rabid creature, because that's almost like the only way to make sense of it all, to just feel a little bit like, I don't know, like it kind of makes you lose your humanity in a bit. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been feeling with this crazy spring, crazy sun. But I like the, I think when someone puts words to it, it makes it all feel so much more accepting. But, yeah, we gotta keep going. I'm really excited to show you this song called Gone Under the Sea. No, just Gone Under Sea by Electra Lane. It's like a, 90s kind of British ladies singing. And it kind of, this is from my personal playlist too. Everything else has been from the CJSF playlist. Amazing stuff. But yeah, this one I like for our spirit of, like, it's intense and we can kind of be zen about it. But then there's also this scream towards the end of this song. That's just this feeling of like total like hype and ecstasy and just joy. And it just keeps going. And but the thing is, it still feels very zen the way she screams. And you'll see what I'm talking about. And I think we can learn a lot from just the vibes of this scream, if that makes sense. But this is Gone Under Sea.
Thank you.
Yes, I hope you guys loved that big happy scream. I just think, I don't know, that's just such a fun, it feels so expressive, and I love how it keeps going and then it gets even higher towards the end. I just feel like she's just so free when she does that. But anyways, we're nearing the end of the show. This has been Gnome City, our epic springtime intense emotions episode, and pre-recorded, unfortunately, but I'll be back on Friday, next Friday. And so we've been chilling. We're kind of on the way out now. We started very chill, just to kind of feel some relaxation, but now we've got some Zen hype, and now I'm gonna leave you with that, with the song Maybe by Janis Joplin. It's just so incredible. You're gonna start floating out of your car. And yeah, but after that, after Maybe, is gonna be Connor of Department Uno playing you some awesome stuff. I don't know what, but it's gonna be awesome. But yeah, here's Maybe. See you next week.
Hello there, listeners. This is Connor from the music department here at CJSF 90.1 FM, just chiming in to say thank you for listening to CJSF.